Jeremy Bradley here, back live from Dawson City Music Festival. Now, again, we've got all of the exciting content at dawson.jbonair.com. I'm actually backstage right now. This is pretty cool because I'm hosting one of the nights here with Sandro Perry. And awesome set you just wrapped up. And let's talk about the music festival. Then we'll talk about your music. This is your first time here, right?
Yes, it is. First time in Dawson City.
Okay, so what did you hear about the festival before you got here? What did you know about it?
My friends who played here last year told me that it was an amazing experience because of the people and the music. The curation of the festival is really good, but especially the 3 hours of darkness that happened in July. And so that was a real, for my friends from Toronto, that was a really new experience and quite psychedelic for them.
It's kind of weird because it feels like you should be going to bed,
yes,
but it's still like light out. And what time did you go to bed last night?
Last night wasn't too bad. It was 2 a.m, okay, but it was still pretty light out. So
yeah, it's very bizarre. Okay. So then your overall impressions of the festival then? I mean, I know that you were going out and checking out some other shows and you're going to be doing that again tonight. There's such a diverse group of artists performing here that's something that's really unique to this festival as well, right?
It is, yeah. I think that curation is very important in festivals, mm-hmm, and I really like what they've done here this year. And I also, what's really interesting about the Dawson City Music Festival is that the artists play more than once. So
you're playing all weekend.
Yeah. So you get a chance, if you miss one, you can go the next, mm-hmm, day. And also it gives the performers a chance to settle into the environment and warm up and get, you know, because it's hard to just come off a plane and play and do your best. So it's actually very artist friendly for that reason and good for the...
And I think it's great because people here obviously appreciate music and the arts, and they're now exposed to so many different types. And we've got, you know, bluegrass, and right now behind us there's a fiddle playing, and then of course your music, and there's some, you know, harder stuff, and then there's country music. Like, there's just everything here, and it's great exposure, I think, for, you know, Canadian music, and really it's bringing people together. There's so many people here from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. I mean, you've probably met people from all over the country, right?
I've met a lot of people from the East Coast, a lot of people from Vancouver, met some folks from Washington and Seattle, and
great group of people here. Now, you've put out a lot of albums, so what do you have in the works now? What are you working on for the next, like, 6 months or so?
Probably working on a new album. Produce albums for other people too,
right?
So that takes up a lot of time,
right?
Yeah, and
right.
I like to take my time.
You get a hand in somebody else's, like, making a success out of their music. That's awesome too.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a lot, mm-hmm, of fun for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So where can people, like, stay in touch? Social media, websites. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm on the Facebook. You could probably just look up Sandro Perry on Facebook. There's a couple pages. I think some people started pages before I was savvy enough to get to it, but there's one there, and then I have a website, www.sandroperry.com.
And do you have any crazy stuff? Do you have any crazy stuff from the festival posted on there yet? Any wildness?
No, nothing yet. No.
Still early.
Yeah. Still trying to adjust.
And you're saying email?
You can email me from through the website.
Yeah, through the website. Okay, well, we'll be sure to check it out. Well, thank you so much for joining us. An awesome set.
Thank you very much.